Christ doesn't have hay. Priya has 24 of the Avos Nezikin. Why does he count 24? In Yanad Rebchiel, Ma'ute Mai, the Ma'ute Mosu Mefaga. It comes to be Ma'it Mosu Mefaga. Mosu Mefaga are two cases of Nezek that are not part of the Avos Nezikin. Why Taka is he Ma'it these two? The Gemara says Mefagel is not in the list because Bekotchim Lokamari. Mosu is not in the list because Bedibur Lokamari. We talked about some of the Rishonim say that once the Gemara comes around to explain that Moser isn't there because B'dibur lo kamari, you could say the same for Mefagel. You don't have to say B'kotchim lo kamari anymore. You could just say B'dibur lo kamari. The fact the Gemara, V'ho motzi shemer B'dibur hu betani. The Priya does mention motzi shemer as part of the Avos Nezikin. So if you say that he doesn't mention Moser because B'dibur lo kamari, so why does he mention motzi shemer? The Gemara, Dibur, there is be Maisa. Motzi Shema is different than Mosa. By Motzi Shema, there is a Maisa. Because there is a Maisa, by Motzi Shema, that's why Reb Chiya mentions it. Ay, v'ho Eidim Zomim, Dibur, less be Maisa, v'ketani. Reb Chiya does mention Eidim Zomim, and yet Eidim Zomim is Dibura, less be Maisa. There's a Haggadah Seidus. The Hezek is that they said Eidus, Zomim Ulasos, they wanted to be Mechayev Benidom. There is no Maisa in Eidim Zomim, so why does Reb Chiya mention it? Dr. Gemara, Hossam, Avagad, Lesbe, Meister, Rachmona, Kaye, Meister, Tetsuva, Siusimo, Kashazam, and Lassos, Lo'ochim. Says the Gemara, even though Adam Zorim Tak is the good Lesbe, Meister, but since the Torah calls it a Meister, Lassos, calls it a Meister, therefore Reb Chiya mentions it. This is the Gemara. Which cases of Mazik, of Dibur, Reb Chiya mentions, and which he doesn't? What does it mean that Motzi Shemra is Dibur, the Isbe, Meister? So Rashi says, Motzi Shemer Dibur Dis Beimaisa Beila. But he's only Chayef a Motzi Shemer. What's the case of Motzi Shemer? That a person marries a woman and he claims she wasn't a Besula. So the question is, are you Chayef a Hotzah Shemer only with Beila or even without Beila? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara Ksubas. Gemara Ksubas and Daf Mem Hei quotes a machlokas with Lez Ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. My Rabbanan umay Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov b'Tanya Ketzad Hotzah Shemra Bola Bez Nevam Reploni L'Matzas Levitcha Besulim Im Yesh Edim Shizin Setachta Yesh Loksu B'Moni. If he's Motzi Shemra, there are Edim Shizin Setachta that she was Bezan after the Nisuin. So the Braisa begins by saying that she has a Ksuba of a Moni. She doesn't have Masayim, she has a Ksuba of a Moni. The fact the Gemara in Yesh Edim she's in Setach of Yesh Loksuba Mona. Come on, Baskilahi. She's Chayev Misav. She's Mizan. She doesn't get any Ksuba. So Hachi Kamar in Yesh Edim she's in Setach of Baskila. Zinsame Kara Yesh Loksuba Mona. If she was Mizana before the Erisim, before the marriage, so then she gets a Ksuba of Mona, not a Ksuba of Masayim. Masayim Zuz. She only gets Meyazuz a Mona because she's not a Basula. Nimsa Shemra, Aino Shemra, Hu Lokav and Osei Meyasela. If it turns out that he was lying, his Shemra was really not true, so then he gets Malkus. The Yisru also, the Pasuk says that he gets Malkus for the Hotzah Shemra. Bain Baal, Bain Lo Baal. Says the Tanakama, the Chachamim, Bain Baal, Bain Lo Baal. Whether he had a Be'il or not, if he's Stam Otzi Shemra, it turns out he's lying, so then he gets Malkus. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Lesbian Yaakov says no, that the Dinah Motzi Shemra was only said if there's a Be'ila. So if there's a Be'ila, if there's a Meisen, then he's Motzi Shemra. After the Be'ila, so then he's going to get Malkus. So comes Rashi and says, why is Motzi Shemra Dibur this be Meisa? The Priya obviously must be assuming, like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, that Hotzah Shemra is only Loke with Baal, so then there's a Meisa. That's how Rashi explains. And Tosis also quotes Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, but he adds Rabbi Yehuda Islei Hosam Achi Yiskar Edim. Rabbi Yehuda also says that Motzi Shemra has to have a mice in it, a different mice, that the Baal is only Chayev if he is Socher Edim. It's not enough that he's Motzi Shemra against his wife to say that she's not a Besula, but he has to be Socher Edim to prove the point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Chayev Achi Yisker Eidim. My time with Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Avo As Yisim Asim Aksiv Hocha V'Som La Alilos Devarim Aksiv Asam Los Asimon Olav Neshech Sim Asim. There's a Gzera Shava from Ribbis to Motzi Shem Mal Halim Mamon Avkan Mamon. Gzeres HaKosev, there's Gzeres Shava. Rabbi Yehuda learns that Motzi Shem is only going to be chayiv if he socher Edom, if he does something monetary, right? If he hires Edom with money. So comes Taisus and says, Reb Chiya might hold like that shita. Either he holds that Motzi Shem is only if Baal, that's the Maisa, or he holds that Motzi Shem is only chayiv if he socher Edom, but either way you slice it, it's Dibur, this may Maisa, and that's why Reb Chiya mentions it. So clearly from the Gemara Bava Kama, you get the impression that Motzi Shem is Dibur de Isbe Mais. There's a Mais in Motzi Shem. Reb Chiya assumes that there's a Mais in Motzi Shem. The Chachamim don't necessarily agree, but Reb Chiya clearly assumes like that. That's the Stam. The Gemara doesn't mention any of the Tanaim, so it sounds like that's the flow. That's the flow of the Gemara. What's difficult is that the Gemara in Makkah seems to assume as a Dover Pasha that Motzi Shem is less Be Mais. It's the quintessential Lav She'en Bo Mais. It's a lav she'en b'maisa. It doesn't say there's a machlokas tanaim. It seems like it just assumes it's a davar poshut that Motzi Shem is a lav she'en b'maisa. That's the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Makkos. The Gemara says that ikad demasti lahad ula ha. Ula says that someone learns from Motzi Shem, learns some kind of halacha from Motzi Shem. So which halacha is it? The Gemara first had one pshat. And now the Gemara says, no, maybe Ula's statement is on the following. The Tanya, we know there's a lav of Mosir the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to leave the Korban Pesach over until Boker. So Boa Kosov Litan Esay Achalos, I say, Lomashen Lokin Alav, Divrei Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that Mosir the Pesach, there's no Malkus. Why? Why? Because it's a special kind of lav. What's that called? It's a lav, ha? Nitaklase, right? It's Nitaklase that. Torah gives you an assay. Any lav anitak laassay is not going to get malchus. It's not dumi the lav the chasima. Losachsim shor b'disho is not nitak laassay. We know losachsim shor b'disho is the paradigm for lavim that are chayiv malchus because it's close to the parsha of malchus. So any lav that's nitak laassay is not going to be chayiv malchus. So that's why most of the Pesach is not chayiv malchus. Rabbi Kiva Amr Lo Min Hashem Muzer. Rabbi Kiva says no. It's not because it's Lav Nitak Lasei. Elam Shem Davali Lav Shem B'Maisa V'Chalav Shem B'Maisa In Lo Kana Lav. Poshut. Rabbi Kiva says it's not because it's Lav Nitak Lasei, but rather it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. You're not doing anything. You're just Mosi. You're just leaving it over. V'Chalav the Rabbi Huda Sav Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. The fact that Rabbi Huda needs the din of Lav Nitak Lasei to explain why Mosi B'Pesach is not Loke, he must assume that Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. That's Rabbi Huda Shita. Minoli. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? That Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. Amar Ula, Gomer Mi Motzi Shemra. Ma Motzi Shemra Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. Avko Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. Ula says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Motzi Shemra, you can learn from Motzi Shemra the Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav because Motzi Shemra is Ein B'Maisa. And nevertheless, the Pasuk says, V'Yisrael also, it's Beferish in the Pasuk that you get Malkus for. So you see that Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kana Lav. The Gemara, Mala Motzi Shemra, Shekein Lokal Mushalim. How can you learn from Motzi Shemra? Yes, Motzi Shemra might be a Lav Shem B'Maisa Shalokin Olav, but you can't use that as a paradigm, the Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Olav and Kola Torah Kula, because it's Lokal Mushalim. It's a special din. The Gemara says later, Shekein Yesh Bo Knas, Motzi Shemra is also different. It's a Knas. It's a special case. So that's obviously what the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda hold, but everyone else holds that Lav Shem B'Maisa Taka Ein Lokin Olav. Aye, Rabbi Yehuda says, but Motzi Shem is Lav Shem B'Maisa and Yelokin Olav. So the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda hold that you can't learn from Motzi Shem because it's an exception to the rule. It's Lokal Mashalem, Shekein Yesh Bo Knas. It's separate. It's different. So the question is, can you learn from Motzi Shem to call it Torah Kula, the Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Olav or not? But one thing is clear from the Gemara Makkos that Motzi Shem itself is a Lav Shem B'Maisa. No one's arguing about that. The question is, can you learn from Motzi Shem to call it Torah Kula? So the Pella is, the Gemara in Bava Kama seems to argue, it's mamish a stira gluya lachar. Our Gemara says that Motzi Shem is a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it's dibura the isbe maisa. Dibura the isbe maisa. It's a hezek. We're talking about mazik, we're not talking about malkasi. But it's a hezek, you call the mazik, you can be part of the Avos Nezikin. The Pri accounts Motzi Shem as part of the Avos Nezikin because it's dibura the isbe maisa. See, there's a maisa hezek. It's not stam dibura, it's dibura the isbe maisa. And yet the Gemara in Makkah seems to say beferish that Lav Shem B'Maisa, that Motzi Shem is a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Shaila is, can you learn other lavim from Motzi Shemra? Can you say lav shema ma'isa, lokan alav in general, learn from Motzi Shemra? But you say Motzi Shemra is an exception to the rule. But Motzi Shemra alay, Motzi Shemra itself, clearly is a lav shema ma'isa. This is tochas stira. What's the simple answer to that question? What's the simple answer? Whenever you have a stira in sugis, what's the simple answer? Machlokas and sugis. That's the simple answer. It's not the nice answer. It's not the pleasant answer. But that's the answer of last resort, right? If you have a kashi, you can always say it's a machlokas and sugis. Different amoraim hold different ways. So this sugi is going aliba this mandamer, and that's going aliba that mandamer. We had that, right? Palganisk, is it mumen, is it knas? Certain sugis seem to be going like one, not like the other. We talked about this. So that's type of what the Ritva in Makis says. Ritva says it's a machlokas asugis. He talks a lot about the sugi there in Makis, and then he says, Umiya bababa kama, ika duchoshe motzi shema, lav sheeshba maisa. Hold the osel yidei maisa al yidei bezdin. The pliga shmait and the hocha alei. The Ritva says that some hold that motzi shem is a lav sheyesh ba maisa. Why is it a lav sheyesh ba maisa? Because it comes lidei maisa through bezdin. Comes lidei maisa through bezdin. What does that mean? It comes lidei maisa. Comes lidei maisa. Comes lidei maisa. The bezdin is going to do something based on the dibur. Interesting line of the Ritva. The Ritva says that this sugya and Makis argues with the Gemara Bava Kama, pliga shmait and the hocha ale, that our sugya in Makis that seems to hold that Motzi Shem is lav shem b'maisa, argues with Bava Kama, because Bava Kama seems to say it's dibur sheyesh b'maisa. What the Ritva says that Motzi Shem is a dibur sheyesh b'maisa because it's boli de maisa through bezdin, that's a big chiddush. Notice none of the Rishonim on our sugya learned like that. Right? Rashi learned because of the Be'ila. Tosis added, maybe Eino Chayav at Shiyaskar Eidim, you need Maisa. The Ritva has a new pshat here. It's a very shver pshat. Because no one says that you're only Chayav and Motzi Shemra only if Bezdin is Mechayav the woman. Right? If it's Boli De Maisa. Even if he's only Motzi Shemra, then we find that he's lying. Of course he's going to be Chayav. So the pshat of the Ritva is very... because there's the potential to be Boli De Maisa, because Bezdin is going to be Osa Maisa Al Piyam. So that's why Motzi Shemra is called Dibur de Isbei Maisa. Because it could be Boli De Maisa through Bezdin. It doesn't have to be Boli De Maisa through Bezdin. So why is that a reason to call it Dibur de Isbei Maisa? That's the Maisa we're talking about. He doesn't mention anything about Be'ila. Doesn't mention anything about Schiras Eidim. It's interesting. Very interesting pshat in the Ritva, but it's a big Chiddush. Because Yichayef HaMotzi Shemra, even if it's not Boli De Maisa through Bezdin. That's not the reason why it's Dibur de Isbei Maisa. I'm not sure why the Ritva says this. But one thing is clear. The Ritva learns that there's a machlokas asugis between Makis and Bava Kama. And he feels compelled to say that because it's mamash astira. If you don't say that, it's mamash astira. Agimar says Motzi Shem is Dibur de Isbei Maisa. And the Gemara Makis says that it's a lav shem be maisa. So that's one possibility. Certainly not the pleasant shot. Right? It would be nicer if we could somehow work the two sugis together. Not only would it be nicer, the fact is, in some Rishonim, you have to say that the sugyas are working together, because there are other Rishonim that seem to quote both sugyas and don't say that it's a machlokas asugis. They feel that the sugyas can sit together. Who's that? That's Tosis and Shavuos. Tosis and Shavuos is going on the Gemara there. I gave you a snippet of Tosis out of context. You gotta look at the Gemara just to see what's flying. Gemara quotes that every lav shem b'mais and kol haTorah kula were not loka. Person is not loka. That's the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, we passed him out. But there are several exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Haglili Kol osa seish b'Torah lav sheish b'mais and loka nalav v'shem b'mais and loka nalav chutz mi nishba u'meimer u'makalas chaver b'shem. Someone who's nishba takes a shvua. A shvua sheker. It's deeper. There's no maisa. Lav shem b'maisa. Meimar tmura. Let's say someone tries to change a carbon, a behema, behemas kachim. Let's say he has a behema that's shlovim, and he says, you know what? I want to make a better behema. I'll take that behema back. I want to exchange the behemas kachim with different behema. I'll take that back. Bein tov b'ra, bein ra b'tov. Whether you do it You want to exchange a better behemoth, or you want to exchange a worse behemoth. The halacha is that, first of all, you didn't accomplish anything, and you violate a law in the Torah. That's not a law sheish b'maisa, it's law shem b'maisa. Mekalas chaver b'shem, also. Mekalel is dibur. So each one of these lavim are lavim shem b'maisa, but they're exceptions to the rule. They're drushes, there are certain drushes to explain that you get malchus for these lavim. Taisus says, these are the only cases. Nishba Memer Makal Slavir Bashem. How about Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemer? Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemer also a Lav Shem B'maisa, and you're loka. That's the kasha that he's dealing with. And he has answers to this kasha. We're not learning Shavuos here. So just within the kasha, he makes a very important statement. But he has an answer to the kasha. There's a reason why Edom Zomim and Motzi Shem are not mentioned in the list. It happens to be true that you get Malkus for them, even though they're Lav Shem B'maisa. But nevertheless, they're not mentioned in the list. The Tosis writes as follows: V'afagav Edom Zomim Karin Rechman Amaisa Reish Bavakama Motzi Shem Anami Ka'amar Rebbe Yehuda Gufe B'Ksuba Zuper Gnara Ve'eno Chai V'Chizkor Edom. Rebbe Yehuda, the Mara the Shmaitz over here, that Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Lokan Lav Ksef Anishbo Memorus Kim Kals Chaver B'Shem. The Behuda is the one who says that you're only chayiv and motzi shem if you star eidim. So it's isbe maisa, right? You think it's isbe maisa. So obviously, maybe the reason why it's not mentioned in this list because isbe maisa. Mikol makom chashivi ein bein maisa. Nevertheless, there ain't bein maisa. So the kasha is a good kasha. Why are eidim zomim and motzi shem not mentioned in the list? There ain't bein maisa. Rabbi Behuda holds you're only chayiv and motzi shem at shiyiskar eidim. Sounds like it's isbe maisa. No, really, it's ein b'maisa. The haba parakama demarkas yalef minei Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma the lav shem b'maisa lokan alav. Rabbi Yehuda learns according to Ula, right? Ula says Rabbi Yehuda uses motzi shem as the paradigm, the lav shem b'maisa lokan alav. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself, who assumes that you only chay by motzi shem if you're so chareidim, he himself assumes that motzi shem is a lav shem b'maisa. So fregin teisvis, why doesn't he include Motzi Shem in his list of Lav Shem B'maisa that you're lokan alav? Right? That's the exception to the rule. Why doesn't he include that in the list of Lav Shem B'maisa lokan alav? What do you see? Tosis is putting Motzi Shemra. He admits that you're only chayav in Motzi Shemra if you're so chareidim. He admits that you're only chayav if there's a maisa. And nevertheless, he defines Motzi Shemra as a Lav Shem B'maisa. So he seems to assume there is no problem. There's no steer between Bava Kama and Makas. He mentions them in the same breath. Right? Bava Kama assumes that Motzi Shemra is Dibur Diz B'maisa. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. Lav Shem B'maisa. So Hitaka uses Motzi Shemra, according to Ula, he uses Motzi Shemra as the paradigm that every Lav Shem B'maisa lokan alav. But the question is, even for the Cholkim on him, even those who claim that Lav Shem B'maisa ain't lokan alav, but Motzi Shemra itself is an exception. That's a case of Lav Shem B'maisa. That you are lokan alav, so why is that not mentioned in the list? That's Tosis Kasha. So he gives an answer to the Kasha. But you see, Tosis clearly is assuming that the two Sugis are not arguing with each other against the Ritvan Makis. Taisa seems to assume Motzi Shemra really is a lav sheish b'maisa. It's a lav sheim b'maisa. But nevertheless, the Gemara in Bava Kama calls it yesh b'maisa. So how can the Gemara talk out of both sides of its mouth? It's called a lav sheim b'maisa, and yet it's dibur that is b'maisa. So how can we say both? The answer probably is that even though Motzi Shemra is a lav sheim b'maisa, in terms of the issa v'heter, in terms of the nature of the avera, it's a lav shem b'maisa, because you can only be over that lav through a maisa. Maybe the Gemara in Bava Kama can still call it dibur d'is b'maisa. That's the mechanics of the approach that we'd like to suggest. So who says something like this? That's the discussion of the Marsha. Marsha in Ksubis basically asks the kasha that we ask. He doesn't ask it on Taisus and Shavuos, but he basically asks the same kasha. What did the Marsha say? How do you know that you get Malkus for Motzi Shemra? V'yisru osa. Motzi Shemer is a Chiddush HaTorah, V'Yisrael Osa. So the Marsha quotes Rashi and Ksubis that if you say that Motzi Shemer is only Chayiv with Bo'al, if there's a Maisa Be'ila, so why do I need the Yisrael Osa? So he says, because even if you're only Chayiv Motzi Shemer with Bo'al, it's still a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Why? Baal is not the Avera. The Avera is not the Be'ila. The two are married together. The woman and the man are married together. There is a Be'ila. There might be a Tanai in the Chiyuv, but the Be'ila is not the Avera. The Avera is the Hotzah HaShemra. Right? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't deny that the Avera is the Hotzah HaShemra. The Be'ila is a Tanai. It's a Tanai. He learns from Psukim that it's Dafka Baal. But the Avera still is the Hotzah HaShemra. That's why it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. So Taka, why should it be Loka for Motzi Shemra? The Yisur also, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. But Frank the Marsha, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Eino Chayv Atshiyizkar Eidim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it in a Chayv for Motzi Shemra unless Yisokar Eidim. The Schiras Eidim is part of the Avera. That's not just the Tnai Ba'alma. Isn't that part of the Avera? Isn't that part of the Avera? That's part of what you're doing wrong. Be'il is not part of what you're doing wrong. That's just the Tanai and the Chiyah. But what you're doing wrong is the Hotzah HaShemra. But if you hold that you need the Schiras Eidim as well, so then it turns out what you're doing wrong is not just the Hotzah HaShemra, but the Schiras Eidim too. So if the Schiras Eidim is part of what you're doing wrong, it's part of the Avera, Amai Kari Le'Lav Shem B'Maisa. Why does Rabbi Yehuda call it a Lav Shem B'Maisa? That's bad, some what we just asked on Taiz and Shurz. Taisus says, don't ask on me, the Gemara says it, right? The Gemara Makkah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Motzi Shemra is a Lav Shem B'Maisa. And yet the Gemara in Bava Kamma seems to assume that it's Dibur De'ez B'Maisa, which Lechor is going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you only chayav with Schiras Eidim. That's what the Gemara Bava Kamma is saying. So how can you say it's Dibur De'ez B'Maisa if the Gemara Makkah says Beferish, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa? So the Marsha just asks, and it makes sense that it's Yesh B'Maisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only Chayiv if you're Socher Eidim. So of course, that's his B'Maisa. So why should he say it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa? And the Marsha leaves a B'Tzarachiyah. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So according to him, I hear why it should be a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Because the Avera is not the Be'ila. The Be'ila is just a Tanai Ba'alma. Because you're not doing anything wrong with the Be'ila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're only chayv if you're socher eidim. The schiras eidim is part of the aver. It's part of what you're doing wrong. So why should that be called the Lav Shem B'Maisa? It comes the Karnei Re'eim. It says the Yisod. Karnei Re'eim on the Marshod. It says Ve'in Zekushim. Atu Amalkas Bo Mimasha Socher Ha'eidim. Hari Eino Bo El Lo Mimasha Otzi Shem V'Ze'ein B'Maisa. So the Karnei Re'eim, when it comes to defining a Lav as a Lav Shem B'Maisa, that's a function of what the Ikar Avera is. It's not a function of what you have to do to violate that Avera, but rather it's what the Lav is on. The Lav is not on the Schiras Eidim. The Schiras Eidim is learned from a Gzera Shava, Sima Sima, that there has to be Mami. Okay, so that's a Tanai in the Avera. But what's the Avera itself? Okay, a Tanai for the Avera is that you have to be Socher Eidim. That's learned from a Gzera Sakasa. What's the Iker Isser? Dr. Kainer Reim, the Iker HaIsser, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Hotzah HaShemra. That's the Issa. So that's the Issa that we understand that it's called a Lav Shem B'Maisa. That Yisod can answer the stira between the sugyas. It can explain the sugya in Bava Kamma. The sugya in Bava Kamma is not arguing with the sugya in Makkos, even according to Tosfos and Shmos. Right? Because the Gemara in Bava Kamma is just trying to figure out whether Motzi Shemra can be called a Mazik the Isbe Maisa or not. That's all the Gemara is saying. It's not defining the Lav. To define a Lav as a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, then the Avera has to be the Mais. The Maisa has to be part of the Avera. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eino Chayav at Sheyizkar Eidim. What does that mean? That means that you need the Schiras Eidim. Schiras Eidim is a Tanai in the Isser. It's a Shear in the Hotzah HaShemra. You're Motzi Shemra to the extent that you're even willing to be Socher Eidim to prove it. It's not that the Schiras Eidim is the Isser. The Schiras Eidim is a Shear in the Hotzah HaShemra, in the Isser. And that makes it a Hotzah HaShemra Chamira Tvei. It's a more Chamadik a Hotzah HaShemra because you're willing to be Motzi Shemra. You're willing to go to go to the length that you're going to be socher eden to prove the point that she's not a besula. It's a greater hotzah shemer. But what's the isser? The isser is not the stira seder. The isser is the hotzah shemer. So because the isser is the hotzah shemer, Rabbi Huda assumes that it's a lav shemer ma'is. Hagen Marin Baba Kama is just trying to figure out, is motzi shemra a mazik the isbe ma'isa? Is it a mazik the isbe ma'isa vada? Because the reality is, Rabbi Huda holds that you can only be chayef for motzi shemra if you're socher eden. So if he holds, you can only be chayef if you're socher eden. So obviously, the hezek that you did is taka isbe ma'isa. You want to talk about in the realm of lavim, in the realm of makis, if it's isbe ma'isa, lesbe ma'isa, that's a different halacha. If you're talking in the realm of makis, then you have to define the isser. What is the isser? Rabbi Huda might agree that the Isser is the Hotzah Hashemra. Aye, but you need Tzchir HaSeidim? No, Tzchir HaSeidim is a Tanai. It's a Tanai, it's a Shear in the Hotzah Hashemra. But the real Isser is the Hotzah Hashemra itself. So that's why he calls it a Lav Shein B'Mais. Okay, so these are the two approaches in the Sugya. Either to learn like the Ritva and Makas, that there's not much Machlokas HaSugyas, or to say it's not a Machlokas HaSugyas B'Chlal. Agen Mar is saying, Motzi Hashemra is Nibur the Isbe Maisa, because you need a Maisa. You need a mice in order to be chayiv, so you call the mazik the isbe mice. The Gemara in Makis is talking in the realm of lavim, in the realm of makis, malkis. So you want to figure out if a lav is a lav sheish b'maisa, lav sheim b'maisa. So that for that you have to define the lav. What's the isser? If the isser is ein bo maisa, even if there's a tanai that you need a mice, that's still not going to be defined as a lav sheim b'maisa. Michael,
I just don't understand how. Is the point of a yudit ma'akev to have a spirit of Eden?
But there's no lav in the Torah not to be socher eden. It's just it's learned from a drasha, from a gzeirah shava, that you need it. It's a tanai in order to be chai. That's not part of the lav. The lav is to be motzi shemra, to say lashon hara.
If you're just motzi shemra, then you're not
to be chai. Right, but you violate the lav. So if you, right, the malchus for motzi shemra, you're only going to be chayiv if you do more than violate the lav. If you violate the lav with the schira seidim too, right? So I need.
You say it generates the malchus, but it doesn't generate the action generates the malchus.
Right. The action will generate the malchus, but the reality is it's still called the lav she'ein bo ma'isa. It's called a lav shem ma'isa because you're getting malchus not for the schira seidim, you're getting malchus for the lav. There's no malchus for schira seidim. No, there's no malchus for a ma'isa. There's malchus for the lav. So because the malchus is for the lav, we have to define what the lav is, what the isser is. So since the isser is a lav shem ma'isa, that it's defined as a lav shem ma'isa. Yes.
Yesterday we saw that the final marker that from Rabbi Meir, the Dambi and Digarmi was from Baba Basra. But I mean, the Kasha from the Ramban in his countries, that why don't we learn from Nifkal? And we answered that.
In Faga,
we said that because it's a Hezek Viadayim, the Machshav is a Tanai, but the Hezek is in a Shkita. But if we're going to apply the Rahim, so shouldn't we say?
No, because there we're trying to define if the Mazik is a Mazik through Maisa or not. To define a mazik, we're looking at what the person is doing. So if he's doing a maisa, then he's called a mazik, al yidei maisa. For lav shem maisa, we're talking in the realm of makis for a lav, so there we have to define the lav. It's not so much what the person is doing, but what he did b'aveira. So we have to figure out what is the aveira. Even though you need the maisa, but if the aveira is not the maisa, that's still going to be defined as a lav shem maisa. But in terms of defining hezek as a hezek b'yadayim, so then we look at what the person did. If he's mazik biyadayim, if he did a ma'isa shchita with a machsheves pigol, so yeah, the machshava is an issa, but his hezek was takai de ma'isa because he did a ma'isa shchita that produced the hezek.
But it was the machshava that caused the hezek. The ma'isa alone would be a ma'isa that's fine. If he does a ma'isa with a kosher machshava, then it would be fine. The ma'isa wasn't what was nafsi; it was the machshava.
But the reality is did he do a ma'isa hezek? The Ramban says he did a ma'isa hezek. Taisus might disagree. Taisus would say no, that the fact that you did a maisa, that's not enough. The ikar is the pigel, whether it's machshava, whether it's dibur, right? Taisus in Bava Kama learns differently. But the Ramban says no, if the hezek occurred through a maisa, that's cool, a hezek ayide maisa.
Why should you be able to say that that's a maisa that's connected to the whole situation, because the machshava was growing the hezek. He says it's a maisa, but why should he be able to say it's a maisa? It has anything to do with it? Just like by the Re'im he's saying that yeah there is a scarcity, but it has nothing to do with that.
No, but that's because the Kanye Re'im is talking about a lav. He's talking about Malkus. Malkus is associated with a lav. So if Malkus is on a lav, you have to figure out what's the lav for, what's the Avera for. So there it makes a big difference if the Avera is for the Maisa or for the Machshava. The Ramban is trying to figure out, is this Mazik called a Mazik B'Maisa, or is it called a Mazik B'Machshava? So it is a Mazik B'Maisa if you do a Maisa in order to create that Hezek. I don't care that the Machshava is a Tanai, that the Machshava is necessary. But if I did a Maisa, then that's going to be called a Mazik Ayde Maisa. Okay. There's one final sugya here to the end of the two daf. Let's finish the sugya. Let's finish the other chelik. And now we have all the different shitas. We have the Tana, the Mishnah, Rav Oshia, Rav Chia, all the different lists of the Avos Nezikin. So in fact, the Gemara Bishlam al Tana Dida and Tana Avos Mechal Dika Taldos Elul Rav Chia Rav Oshia Avos Mechal Dika Taldos Taldosei and Manihu. The Tana of the Mishnah. Avos Mechal Dika Taldos. We talked about what the Taldos Rashi says. Kedem Parshinim Le'el Cholchad Becha Negifa Neshicha Lekeren Eschak Chalahana Osa Taldos Hashem Vechein Lekulan. We have the Taldos of the Avos Nezikin. But Reb Chia and Reb Oshia Mechal Avos Mechal Dika Taldos Taldosem Anihu. Amar Rebbe Avo Kulan Kavos L'Shalem Mimeta. My time Asya Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesem. Rebbe Avo says Reb Chia and Reb Oshia define these other elements as avos, whether it's 13 avos nezikin, 24 avos nezikin. They're defined as avos to pay metaf. Metaf, we know metaf sadeh yishalim, that if a person is mazik someone else, so if he has metalton, if he has kesef, he pays with kesef, but if he's going to pay with karka, not with kesef, not with metalton, with movable objects, so then he pays metaf, he has to pay idis, the best of the nechasim, not the middle, not the worst. Zok Rabbi Avo that kulan ka'avos l'shalem mi meta, that they're all called avos nezikin to pay for meta. What does that mean? Are they told us? They're not told us. What? So Taisus has a very interesting statement here. Dumas l'kula. Avagav that told us the avos demas nisim mishal minami mi meta. Told us that the Mishnah also pay for meta. What's the chiddush? Told us of the Mishnah are not called Avos. The Tana of the Mishnah has four Avos Nezikin, and they are told us of the Avos. Rabbi Avos says Rabbi and Rabbi Oshia have to count more Avos Nezikin because the purpose of counting them as Avos Nezikin is to say that you pay Meitav. But the told us of the Mishnah also pay Meitav, so maybe they should count the told us of the Mishnah as Avos too. Why the told us of the Mishnah? Told us of the others of the Mishnah not counted as avos. They also pay for meta, so why not count them too? The kalmakom hani lav the karinu avos lahaviyadi the mishalmi mi meta. Says Taisus, no. The chiddush is that I wouldn't know that these other avos would pay meta unless we call them avos. I wouldn't know that these other avos, that the extra avos of the 13 and 24 would pay for meta, unless we call them avos. So that's why Reb Chi and Reb Oshia call them Avos. The Toldos of the Mishnah, I would know you pay for Meitav, even if they're not called Avos. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't call them Avos. But these other Avos, if I wouldn't call them Avos, I'd think that you don't pay for Meitav. That's why they have to call them Avos. So what are they? Are they Avos or Toldos? Very Mudnas Achavim, right? Taisa seems to be saying that they're really not Avos. They're really Toldos. In Achanami, they're really Toldos. They're Toldos. But if we wouldn't call them avos, they're only avos le'inyan that you pay meitav. If I wouldn't call them avos, I think that you don't pay meitav in these cases. It sounds like they really told us they're not really avos. They're only avos to pay meitav. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Why would I not know that you pay for meitav for these avos, for these told us, let's say? Why would I think you don't pay for meitav? So apparently they're less linked to the Avos Nezikin of the Tana of the Mishnah. You see, the Toldos in the Tana of the Mishnah, Negifa, Neshicha, Be'ita, the Toldos of Keren, Tinfa Peres Lahana Asa, Neschakcha Bekosa Lahana Asa, the Told of Shame. So those are very similar. Right, we talked about that. What's similar between the Toldos and the Avos? Kavanos Alahazig by Keren, Yeshana Lezeka, by Shein Hezeka Matzah. There are principles. So the toldos are very similar to the avos. So because the toldos of the avos, the zaken of the Mishnah, are so similar to the avos, I would think that you're paying meitav. I would think it's the same halacha. Okay, it's not exactly the av, it's a little bit different, but it's the same basic yisod, right? They share the tachlis, even though the gufa pa'ula is a little different. The shor is not goring, he's only kicking. It's a little bit of a different pa'ula, but it's so similar to the av that you would say the halachas have to be the same. Halacha should be the same. Told us in kiyotze behen, except for tsroros, but basically the halacha should be the same because it's so similar. So that's why he doesn't have to call them avos; he can call them toldos, because I still would say that it's similar enough. So therefore, you're gonna pay meita. But these other avos nezikin, shemachinam, shoel, noses chasoche. That's like adam, shor, bor. It's so different. It's adam hamazik, but it's very different. Adam dazik adam, adam dazik shor. There are different. It's a totally different mazik. So because it's a totally different mazik, I would think maybe the halachas are different. I wouldn't know that you pay meitav. That's what Taisus means. Maybe Taka, all these avos nezikin, these purported avos nezikin, are really toldos of the basic four. But we have to call them avos, because if we don't call them avos, you'd think that they're so different from the avos, they're so far away, that you're not going to pay meitav for these toldos. So that's why you have to call them avos. They're not really avos, they're really toldos. You have to call them avos, because you think that you're not going to pay meitav for these toldos. So why taka do you pay meitav for all these cases as well? Zok the Gemara, tachas nesini yishalim kesef. Tachas nesini yishalim kesef. Where's that pasuk in Chumash? Tachas nesini yishalim kesef. You show me that pasuk, I'll give you $100. There's no such pasuk. Tachas nesini yishalim kesef just means that these four words are mentioned in all these mazikin. You have one of these words. So we're going to learn a gzeirah shava from the avos nezikin, from the four avos nezikin, to each one of the other avos or toldos nezikin, whatever you'll call them. And that's going to teach us that you'll pay for meitav, not only for the basic avos nezikin, but even for the others as well. What does that mean? So let's see a little bit of the Rashi. We're not going to see the whole Rashi together. Rashi goes through all the cases. Let's try to understand this Rashi. Tachas nesina, the bekulu ksiv el tachas, the gaminan tachas, tachas mishor mua, the ksiv eishor tachas ashor. It says Shalom Yishalom Shor Tachas Ashor Ve'ameis Yelo by Shor Amud. So it says Tachas by Shor Amud, and by Shor Amud you pay Meitav. So if it says Tachas by the other one of the other Avos Nezikim, so then you'll pay Meitav from that Av Nezik as well. Mahosam Meitav the Gomer Mishem Veregal the Chsibe Meitav Sedeyom Avkan Meitav. Just like Shor Amud, you pay Meitav. How do I know you pay Meitav by Shor Amud? If the Shor Amud gores, so then you're going to pay Meitav. The Zok Rashi, Ugomar from Shein Veregel. What's the pasuk that actually talks about paying meitav? It's Shein Veregel, right? Ki aver ish sado kei mashilach esbiro ubiya b'steachem meitav sadeh meitav karmel yishalom. Meitav is a klal that we have by Shein Veregel, that you pay the best of the nechos. Again, if you're paying kark, if you're paying kesef or metaltlim, then you pay. It doesn't have to be meitav. But karka, or maybe it's viewed as meitav, right? Kesef is meitav, because you can buy anything with that kesef. Metaltim is also easy to sell, so you can buy meitav. But karka, the middle land and the lower quality land, they're not meitav, so you have to pay dafka meitav. But the mokar for tashlumei meitav is from Shein V'Regel. So Zok Rashi, Sharmud, is learned from Shein V'Regel. So if one of the other avos nezikin has the word tachas, you can learn from Shor Amud, tachas, tachas, that you'll pay for meitav over there as well. And then he explains also that nesina, nesina, gama nesina, nesina, mishoshnagach esa eved, says nesina, in another case of mazik, by Shor. Yishalem, we learn from Shein Veregel itself, meitav sadeu, meitav kama yishalem. So each one of the words is associated with Tashlumei Meitav, so you can learn the other Avos Nezikin, the other Toldos from the Avos that you're going to pay Meitav. And Rashi explains it through. What's strange is that Rashi doesn't really explain how you learn Shor Amud from Shein Veregel. He just says you learn Shor Amud from Shein Veregel. Rashi basically assumes that all of the Avos Nezikin you learn from Shein Veregel. He even says it. in the second line, the arba avos gemiri kulu mishen v'regel. Arba avos, there is a different girsa. Some say the arba shomrim gemiri kulu mishen v'regel. Then he explains shomrim. But whether he says it or not, he certainly holds like that. Rashi assumes that the avos nezikin are learned from shem v'regel. Shem v'regel is the paradigm. That is the makar of paying tashlumei meitah. The other avos nezikin are derived from shem v'regel that you're going to pay meitah. And we learn tachas tesini yishan kesef that for the rest of the avos nezikin you also pay meitah. How do I learn paren from shem v'regel? How do I know that? It doesn't say tachas by shem v'regel. How do I know paren from shem v'regel? Rashi doesn't tell us how do I know that. Ben Chananel on the Gilyon, he adds a very important line. Ben Chananel says, "Matzonu beferish b'shem v'regel d'chsiv v'vir b'stei acher meitav sedei meitav kama yishali." V'gamrinan mina d'kol makom d'chsiv tashlumin hu mimeitav yishalim. Yishalim is one of these words in the Gemara. So Zok Rashi, Zokar Ben Chananel, it says yishalim by shem v'regel. So by all of the Avos Nezikin, it says Yishalim. So we learn, first of all, that the Avos Nezikin are going to pay Meitah. We learn that from Shein Beregel. Then we branch out, Tachas Nesini, Yishalim Kesef. Any of the Avos Nezikin that it says Yishalim for, of course you're going to pay Meitah. But even if it doesn't say Yishalim, once I know that the Avos Nezikin, Shor, Bor, Mavin, Hever, it does say Yishalim over there, so we can learn those from Shein Beregel. Then we can branch out that since it says Tachas by Shor Amuad, and it says Nesina, and it says Kasef, so we can branch out to the other Avos Nezikin that you're going to pay Meita by the other Avos as well. Okay, that's the mechanics. Okay, that it says Yishalim by Shein V'Regel, then it says Yishalim by each one of the Avos. We know that you pay Meita by the Avos, and then it says these other words, Tachas, Nesina, and Kasef, to teach me that by the other Avos Nezikin as well, you're going to pay Meita. The Tosis has a comment over here, a very, very famous comment. One of the Avos Nezikin, the Chia mentions, is Edom Zomim. We spent a lot of time on that one. So he says, how do I know that you pay for Meitah by Edom Zomim? This is in Dibra Maskel Tachas. For Edom Zomim, Pirish Rashi, Dechsibah Hu Nefesh B'Nefesh. Nefesh B'Nefesh! Nefesh means something different nowadays, Baruch Hashem. But that's the mocker. Rashi says that you pay for Meitav by Edom Zomim. Nefesh b'nefesh. Nefesh b'nefesh. It doesn't say Tachas Nesini Yishalim Kesef. It doesn't have one of the magic words. So how do I know you pay for Meitav? So Rashi says Nefesh b'nefesh is Keman Dechsiv Tachas Domi. Nefesh b'nefesh. A nefesh instead of a nefesh. So even though it doesn't say Tachas, it's Keilu it says Tachas. Wow, that's quite a jump, right? It's Keilu it says Tachas. Not only do I need Tachas, Nesina, and Kesef, but there's even a Ke'ilu. It's Ke'ilu, it says Tachas, so therefore you're going to pay Meitav by Edom Zomim. What's the case that you pay Meitav by Edom Zomim? Because Oktais is Tzarech Lomar, Da'afilim He'idu al Shortam She'izik. Or He'idu Ploni Chayev L'Ploni Mona, and the Dina B'Zibur is the Mishal Mi B'Meitav. It says Taisvis, Meitav by Edom Zomim is even if they try to be Mechayev the Nidon, some kind of Tashlum, and that's not Mi Meitav. Again, Mazik pays for Meitav. But there are other types of Tashlumin. Let's say they claimed that he's Chayev Mona Leploni. It's Chayev, Balchov, right? Balchov, the halacha is, Balchov really is Dino Bebeinonis, Ziburis, it's a Shaila. It could be Minatorah, it's really Beziburis, but Chazal opted to Beinonis. But it's not Idis, it's not Meitav. Shartam Shehizik doesn't pay for Meitav. So says Taisus, even if the Edom Zomim wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, a Chiyuv Mamon that doesn't pay for Meitav, but they're going to pay for Meitav. They have to pay for Meitav. That must be the case that the Edom Zomim are going to pay for Meitav. How do I know that they pay for Meitav? Nefesh b'nefesh. But what's the case? The case is not where they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon to pay Meitav. So they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon not to pay Meitav. Even if they wanted to be mechayev the nidon not to pay meitav, dimrotzu lechayev acherim mimeitav lo tzarach krod mikasher zomim nafka dischayev mimeitav. If they wanted to be mechayev someone to pay meitav, meaning if they testify about a nidon that he was mazik, he broke the window of someone else, so the chiyuv for hezek is to pay for Meitav. They want to be mechayev him to pay for Meitav. Avada, they have to pay for Meitav. What's the Shaila? It's Kasha Zoma. They want to be mechayev him to pay Meitav. So of course they have to pay Meitav. What's the Shaila? It must be, says Toises, Nevesh B'Nevesh teaches me Nocha Halacha. Teaches me that even if they wanted to be mechayev the Nidon, a chiyuv mamon that doesn't pay for Meitav, a chiyuv that's only going to pay from Ziburis, let's say, or from Beinonis, nevertheless, the Edom Zomim have to pay for Meitav. That's what Nefesh B'Nefesh is teaching me. According to Taisus, the Edom Zomim pay Meitav no matter what they want to be Mechayev and Edom. It's just, if they want to be Mechayev and Meitav, I don't need a Pasuk of Nefesh B'Nefesh. That's Pasuk. We learn that from Kasher Zomim. The Chiddush of Nefesh B'Nefesh is that they have to pay Meitav even if they didn't want to be Mechayev and Edom to pay Meitav. They also have to pay Meitav. That's the Chiddush of Nefesh B'Nefesh. That's Taisus Shita. The Raiva disagrees. Does someone have a Kaivitz over here? Kaivitz, anyone? Kaivitz? Kaivitz. I think it's in the plastic bag. The Raiva says no. Why do Adam Zomim have to pay Meitav? Not Nefesh B'Nefesh. He doesn't hold of Nefesh B'Nefesh. Right? He doesn't hold of the drush of Nefesh B'Nefesh. He says if it says Tachas, so that's the Gemara says Tachas Nesina Yishalim Kesef. It doesn't say Nefesh B'Nefesh. Rashi stands on a limb, right? He says, well, it doesn't say Tachas. I have to reinterpret that Nefesh B'Nefesh means it's Keilu, it says Tachas. The Rabbit says, no. Adam Zomim, pay Meitav because of Kasher Zomim. Kasher Zomim. It's all a function of Kasher Zomim. So if it's a function of Kasha Zomam, then Edom Zomam are only going to pay Meitav if what? If they want to be Mechayev the Nidon to pay Meitav. If they didn't want to be Mechayev the Nidon to pay Meitav, what's the Mokka? Thank you very much. What's the Mokka that they should pay for Meitav? No Mokka at all. They want to be Mechayev the Nidon to pay for Meitav. So then Kasha Zomam teaches me that they have to pay Meitav. Nishalana Lafarish Adam Zomim Shambam Lo Kesep Lo Yishalim Lo Tachas Lo Nesina. It doesn't say anything by Adam Zomim. So how do you know that you pay for Meitav? So he says, Iknasahu, called the Tikkun Rabbanah Kandaraisa Tikkun, Kolshkin Bakolshkin, Knasa Ha'amar Batora. We say that called the Tikkun Rabbanah Kandaraisa Tikkun, we always relate the Rabbanah to the Raisa. So if the Knasa would be a Knasa to Rabbanah, we'd say Kandaraisa. This is not the Knasa of Adam Zomim, is not the Rabbanah. But kolshken a knas ha'omer b'Torah, knas in the Torah, we have to say ke'en mamon. It's ke'en the mamon. So if by mamon you have to pay for meitav, achiyav knas avadi, you should pay for meitav. No question. Imamona hu akasa v'asizim lo kasher zom lasos lo achiv v'arehim achayv and esadim l'shalim imeitav. He says if Adam zom is achiyav mamon, so of course they have to pay for meitav. That's kasher zoma. Not derived if he made this halva he shedina bebenin is. If the Edus that they were Mechayev the Nidon would only be Mechayev him, Beinonis or Ziburis, a Moloch, a Chanamid, la Mashalim, Imeta, Elakashazon, Molasses, Kachni Rali. So, Dr. Ravid, I taka think that if the Edom Zomim wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, a Chiyav of Ziburis, a Chiyav of Beinonis, then they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav. What does Meitav have to do with this case? Kashazomim is Beinonis or Ziburis. They didn't want to be Mechayev the Nidon Meitav, so why should they have to pay Meitav? So derived, Edom Zomim don't always pay Meitav. They only pay Meitav when? If they want to be Mechayev the Nidon Meitav. If they didn't want to be Mechayev in Meitav, then they're not going to pay Meitav. They'll pay whatever they want to be Mechayev the Nidon. They could pay Ziburis, Beinonis, whatever they want to be Mechayev the Nidon. What's the Machlokas Toises in the Ravid? What does Ach, right? Machlokas Toises in the Ravid, when do Edom Zomim pay for Meitav, when do they not pay Meitav? Toises says always. Always. And in fact, they say that Nefesh B'Nefesh is teaching me that Edom Zomim pay Meitav, even if they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, only Ziburis or Benis. To say that the Edom Zomim are going to pay Meitav if they want to be Mechayev the Nidon Meitav, that I don't need a Pasuk for. I don't need a special Pasuk. That's Kasher Zomim. So it says Toises, in all cases, the Edom Zomim have to pay Meitav. Either Midin Kasher Zomim or Midin Nefesh B'Nefesh. The Ravid says no. Kasher Zomim tells me whatever they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, they're going to have to pay. So if they want to be Mechayev the Nidon Meitav, then they pay Meitav. They want to be Mechayev only Ziburis or Beinonis, they're not going to pay Meitav. They'll only pay Ziburis or Beinonis. What's the Machlokas Rishonim? which shita seems to be the more mistaba shita?
Is it the machlokes maybe with
Before well, before you get to that, which shita seems to be the more mistaba shita? What do you think? The Ravid, Zev. Good. The Ravid. Why? Kasha Zomam. Right, we're Kasha Zomam people, no? We've spent enough time on it. Kasha Zomam, it's all a function of what they wanted to be Mechayev him. If they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon Meitav, so okay, I hear. But if they wanted to be Mechayev him Ziburis, why shouldn't I say Kasha Zomam? Why shouldn't I say that they're not Chayev to pay Meitav? What Tosa says is Exeris HaKos of Nefesh B'Nefesh, isn't that a Chisaron of Kasha Zomam? You're not doing Kasha Zomam then. It's a strange idea. Why shouldn't you do Kasha Zomam? Why shouldn't you do Kasha Zomam? Eitan, so now what's the svar?
How do we understand Kasha Zomam? Do you roll the chiyuv onto the zomim, or is it exactly what they tried to do? Because if it's exactly what they tried to do, so then they shouldn't always get Kasha Zomam. It's whatever they tried to do, mechayev.
But if you're rolling the chiyuv, you're taking the same chiyuv on the nidon and rolling it onto them. The toot started them with that. Either it's a chiyuv chadash on the eidim for the eidus sheker, right? The chayiv for the eidus sheker, but the shear is what they wanted to be mechayiv the nidon. So if you say like that, the shear should be whatever they wanted to be mechayiv him. And if you roll the chiyuv of the nidon onto the eidim, then even more so, you're taking whatever chiyuv was on the nidon, you're putting on the eidim. Shalom. The paying the same amount either way. According to everyone, there's no difference in the value, there's just a difference in the type of land. So you would say, what's the nafkamina? The answer is people like to have meitav, because it's easier to sell, it's more liquid.
Would you include that as part of our understanding? Would we include the ability to what you're able to pay on, or obligation to pay on, as part of the obligation of Kasha Zomam slash
You're saying, well, if we include it as part of what obligation? Kasha Zomam, yes?
Is it like just in Zomam viewed within an Av Nezek? That's the pay from Meitav itself. But in Zomam by itself, they could pay Kasha itself.
The kasha is that if the chiyuv for the Eidim Zomim is based on kasha Zomim, so it should all be relative to what they want to be mechayev the nidon. If they want to be mechayev the nidon meitav, so then they'll pay meitav. If not, they shouldn't have to pay meitav.
It's still the same amount.
So what's the same amount, but the chiyuv was to pay ziburis. The chiyuv was to pay beninis, not to pay meitav. So why should they have to pay meitav?
Once it's viewed as an av nezek, then you have to pay meitav.
Someone has suggested that maybe the shaila is, what's the nature of the chiyuv tashlumei meitav? What does tashlumei meitav mean? What do you do? If Shach has like this, the Sefer on the Rambam in Ilchas Niske Mammon in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Rav Gusman in the Kuntres Hashirim says the same. But the question is whether meitav is actually part of the chiyuv. If someone does hezek to someone else, right? Mazik is chayiv to pay for meitav. So do we say that if Reuven breaks Shimon's window, he's chayev to pay a skum kesef, he's chayev to pay $100 of meitav? Is that a chelik of the chiyuv? He's chayev to pay $100 of meitav? There are two parts to the chiyuv, Shalom. This is where I thought you were going. There are two parts to the chiyuv of the nidon, not the chiyuv of kasha zama. There are two parts to the chiyuv of the nidon that they tried to be mechayev him. There's the value, the hefsid moment that he caused the other individual, and the meitav, to pay the hefsid moment, to pay the value that they were mafsid from meitav. Well, no, maybe the pshat is that they only want to be mechayev the nidon a certain value. To pay money. That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to pay money. So what's meitav? Meitav is part of the seder gvia. So when Bezdin comes to force a person to pay, part of the seder gvia is that you pay your chiyuv in a certain form. You pay the chiyuv, if it's nezek, you pay it in meitav. If it's halva, then you pay it in beinus. You pay ziburis. Meta idis bein in the ziburis is not necessarily part of the ikar chiyah, it's part of the seder gviya. When you come to be gover, then Bezdin is going to say, this is how it should be paid. Not part of the ikar chiyah, but rather it's part of the seder gviya. Look at the Rambam. Rambam, when he quotes the Din of Meitav, he says something very interesting. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon in Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Kishabezdin is kokin ligvos l'nizik minichsei amazik. When Bezdin comes to be gover from the nechosim of the mazik, gover min ha-metaltlin t'chila, first they look at metaltlin. Lo hayu lo metaltlin klal, lo shelo hayu lo metaltlin k'neged kol ha-nezik, gover nasham min ha-karka ma'ula shebenichsei ha-mazik. He can pay kesef. He doesn't have kesef. They collect metadlim. He doesn't have metadlim. Then they'll collect from karka. And what karka? A karka hamu'ula shebenichsei hamazik. That's how the Rambam defines gviya from idus. What's interesting about the Rambam's loshen? Rambam, when he talks about gviya from meitav, he says kishebezdin is kokin ligvos lenizik minichsei hamazik. He doesn't say. He doesn't say when a person is mazik someone else, he's chayev to pay meitav. He says when Bezdin is nizkak ligvos, when Bezdin comes to be gover, so there's a seder gvir, there's a certain way that we do it. So if he's going to be gover metaltim, then we gover metaltim. If he's going to be gover karka hamaula shebenichsei hamazik. From the Rambam, you get the impression that it's part of the seder gvir. It's not an ikar part of the chiyav. The chiyav is a certain value, a certain amount of money, the money that he was mafsit. But there's a din in the Seder Gviya that when Bezdin is Nizkak Ligvos, they're going to force him to pay a certain way. If he did Hezek, then they force him to pay Meitav. It could be that the Ravid assumes, not like the Rambam, the Ravid is assuming that Meitav is part of the Iker Chiyav. It's part of the Chiyav of the Nidon. Adam Zalman tried to be Mechayev the Nidon a certain amount of money. But not just a certain amount of money, a certain amount of money, B'meitav. Right? If they tried to be Mechayev him, Fenezek, then they will machayev him two things. They machayev him a certain amount of money in a certain sug karka. Right? That he has to pay, let's say, $100. He did nezek of $100 in the karka. So they will machayev him $100 of idis, of meitav. That's part of the chiyuv. It's part of the chiyuv. It's part of the Ikar Chiyuv, so then we understand that Nichla within Kasha Zomam is that the Edom always have to pay whatever type of land they were going to be Mechayiv, the Nidon to pay. So we're talking about Nezek, they were going to be Mechayiv him to pay Meitav. Aye, but they only were Mechayiv him Hefsim. No, they were Mechayiv the Skum Kesef, the amount of money, B'meitav. So then they should have to pay Meitav as well. But if they wanted to be Mechayiv the Nidon for a Halva, he wanted to be Mechayiv him Beinonis, so for a Ksubas Isha, Ziburis. So then they weren't just being Mechayev him a certain amount of money. They want to be Mechayev the Nidon to pay a certain amount of money, Bebeinonis, to pay a certain amount of money, Beziburis. It's part of the Chiyuv. So if it's part of the Chiyuv, then it's Nichla within the Din of Kasha Zomam. That's exactly what the Ravid is saying. It's learned at a Kasha Zomam. Because that's exactly what the Edom wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon. Taisvis perhaps learns like the Rambam. Taisvis learns like the Rambam. He says it's a Prat in the Seder Gvir. It's not part of the Ikar Chiyuv. It's not part of the Ikar Chiyuv. The Ikar Chiyuv is a certain skum kesef, a certain amount of money. That's all. It doesn't matter whether they want to be mechayev him for nezek or for halva or for ksubasish. It doesn't matter. The Chiyuv is the money. The din in the Seder Gvir, that these individuals now are going to have to pay. Why should they pay? Well, it depends what they did. Right? They mazik. The person was mazik, or he has to pay for halva, has to pay for ksubasish. It's all different halachas. So now Edom Zomim come to Bezdin. So Bezdin says, "Well, the Edom Zomim are a mazik, so they have to pay meitav." Right? The rule of Edom Zomim is that they were a mazik. Nefesh b'nefesh teaches me that they should have to pay meitav. So therefore, they're going to pay meitav, not because of kasher zomim, says Taisus. Not because of kasher zomim. Kasher zomim is fulfilled by paying the amount of money. That's why Taisus doesn't learn it from kasher zomim. He needs nefesh b'nefesh because it's a bazunder halacha. It's a din in the seder gvia. So then in the Seder Gvir, that when they come to pay, since they're a mazik, they have to pay meitav. It's not learned from Kasha Zama. because it's not learned from Kasha Zom, that's why Teresa's holds that they have to pay Meidav, no matter what they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidam. No matter what reason they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidam. Because the emes is they wanted to be Mechayev him money. That's all we look at. We don't see Meitav, or Beinonis, or Ziburis. They didn't want to be Mechayev in that. They wanted to be Mechayev in money. Bezdin would have said that he has to pay Meitav, but that's not related to Kasha Zama. Kasha Zama you can fulfill as long as they pay a certain amount of money. But there's another halacha, learn from Nefesh ben Nefesh, that there's a din in the Seder Gevia, that when Bezdin tells the Edom Zaman to pay, they're going to tell them to pay Meitav, because since they're Mazikim, since they're Bechlal Mazik, so we learn from Nefesh ben Nefesh that they're like all other Mazikim that have to pay Meitav.